All right, we're here at the National Biodiesel Conference. With me is Brian Peterson and Pete Bethune. And they are doing the presentation here this morning on Pete and Brian's excellent adventures. And Brian, let's start with you. I guess you were the first to travel around the world in a boat powered by biodiesel. Tell me about that.
It was great. I mean, that's kind of the best way to summarize it. In a certain sense, it was an experiment to see if the stuff worked, because no one had tried it in America really before that. It was the first boat that had been in. So to find that it actually did what the promise was, and not only that, that it cleaned the boat and that your hands were clean when you were done, you didn't have to inhale diesel fumes. It was like a rebirth for anybody who operates a boat. And to be able to actually experience that and then be able to tell people about it from a position of really knowing. I mean, if you breathe that stuff for 2 years, then you can be positive about what you're speaking about.
Well, now that was 15 years ago, is that right?
Well, 92 to 94.
Okay. And tell me about the boat.
It's a 24-foot rigid hull inflatable. It's basically a military or Coast Guard rescue boat, a Zodiac. Has a regular fiberglass hull and then kind of an inflatable donut that goes around it. And use it just like you do when you're a little kid and you put water wings on. In other words, it's for devout cowards who just don't want to sink, you know.
Well, what possessed you to do that?
Yeah, we used that word in a conversation a little bit before. You know, trying to find the origin of any idea and where it comes from is very difficult, but some of the filters that came through were my son one day when we were out on a smaller boat having a lot of fun and trying to figure out where we could go next with it. He suggested we go around the world, and that was the seed that was planted. And it was 20 years later that I actually put a foot on the boat and took off to do that.
What were the kinds of reactions that you got from people as you traveled around the world?
Well, I remember the title on one newspaper, I think it was in Vanuatu, and it said, Brian's boat runs on beans. So it was such a novel idea. No one had ever heard of anything like biodiesel at that time. So it was kind of a freakish thing to do. But that freakishness at that time was what allowed the media to pay attention to it. And that really was our goal, was to raise an awareness of it. So just the very novelty of it served very well.
Well, Pete, let's turn to you now. Earth Race is something we've covered on our domestic fuel blog, and it's been quite an adventure for you. Tell us a little bit about Earth Race.
Yeah, this has been a roller coaster ride. We built this wave-piercing powerboat, and we set a new record for a powerboat to circle the globe. It was 60 days, 23 hours, which beat the old record by a couple of weeks, and we ran it on B100 biodiesel. And around that, we've had this three-year tour. We've taken the boat to 157 cities now. Had about 180,000 people walk through the boat and just used it as a way to connect with people about biodiesel and trying to reduce our environmental footprint. And it has been an amazing roller coaster ride.
Well, as you said, a roller coaster ride, because I know we've reported on your ups and downs that, you know, stopping and you had to get sponsors for this. And just tell us a little bit about how you actually funded this adventure.
Yeah, it started, I put about $750,000 in, which was pretty much everything I owned. So I mortgaged my house to the hilt and sold up everything. And then I loaned about an equivalent amount on top of that, and then the balance has been made up by sponsorship and donations, and you know, people sometimes see the glint in the eye and think, man, I could help these guys out and chuck a few bucks your way. And we still run it really cheaply. Like, it's a takes very little money to run this program for a day, and we just kind of scrape by and hopefully contribute, you know.
Well, I'm going to ask you the same question that I asked Brian. What possessed you to do this?
Look, I worked in the oil industry for a number of years, and on leaving the industry, I became increasingly uneasy about our dependence on fossil fuels. And as I started to understand more and more about renewable options, I firmly believe that biodiesel was going to become part of the energy mix, but it needed to be supported. And I just had this idea to do a project to promote it. And Earth Race was the result of, you know, it took me a year to really figure out what I was going to do. And, it's been an amazing journey.
Well, now you said you had, 180,000 people go through the boat? Is that right?
We've had 180,000 through the boat. I think we're in country number 40 now. We've connected with a lot of people on this. We had 600 schools follow us through the second record attempt, and yeah, no, it's been amazing, amazing journey.
And the media coverage that you've gotten has been tremendous.
Yeah, in some countries it's been amazing, in other countries a little bit ordinary. Media's a funny game. You've got to give them something juicy. But yeah, this roller coaster ride, mate, I've lived the dream on this. I've been very blessed to be in this position.
Well, congratulations to both of you for your inspiration. I guess you're getting the Inspiration Award, one of the iAwards here at the Biodiesel Conference, and you're definitely an inspiration and for the industry, and you've done a lot. Thank you very much. I'm Cindy Zimmerman at the National Biodiesel Conference.